Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every single Friday during football season at 4 p.m., we have the honor to talk to Matt Smith, Smitty of Sports Talk Media Network. So many of you in the upstate know Smitty and love Smitty, and we bring Smitty to you on these very airwaves. Smitty, as always, good to have you on with us. Want to start off with a curveball, if that's okay with you. A report about 45 minutes ago that Coastal Carolina coach Kevin Schnall is expected to interview Friday with Tennessee. Knox News has learned, obviously, the coaching search started after Tony Vitello left for Major League Baseball, but with you being down in that area near the coast, we all know what Kevin Schnall means to Coastal Carolina. Can you somehow keep this guy in Conway? Because this would be detrimental.
Oh, that'd be devastating, because Gary Gilmore was an absolute anchor there at Coastal Carolina, and Kevin Schnall waited for so long to land that position, and I know they're very close, and of course Schnall played for Coastal Carolina as a catcher, and we all know what he did last season, taking them all the way to the championship series and the College World Series. I had not heard that. I guess I would say I'm floored, but I shouldn't be. Of course his name is going to come up. He was just on national television coaching for the College World Series, and Tennessee has deep pockets, so they're going to talk to everyone, and I know he's got a great reputation. I just hurt for Coastal. How can they keep him? They just have to hope, he doesn't get it, because you just cannot compete. It's just not going to be close with what Tennessee can pay. I think Vitello was making $3 million a year, $2 million a year at Tennessee. Now $3 million, I think he's going to make with the Giants. Whatever it is, it's a lot of moolah, and they've got great resources. And it's going to be, I think it still would be a hard choice for Schnall, only because he knows he can win it at Coastal. He just proved it. He's seen Gary Gilmore do it. He was on that staff. He knows it can happen. But you know, when you start talking seven figures,
yeah,
you set your family up for life. I don't know how you turn it down. I don't know. I had not heard that, but I'm not surprised.
Sorry to break it to you.
Well, the last time I spoke with Kevin Schnall, I will tell you this, so you guys can laugh at me. He cursed at me a little bit because he was getting on me for not being at the other games. I was covering the Clemson Coastal Carolina baseball game, and he gave me, I won't tell you the words he used, since it's after school now and the kids might be in the car. But he gave it to me pretty good about not being there when they were beating Rutgers but showing up for the big ones. But somebody I have tremendous respect for, and Tennessee would do great to get him. But I hope for one reason or another it just doesn't happen, because he's such a great fit at Coastal, and we saw that play out last year, just what he's capable of and that program is capable of.
Man, if the future of Coastal Carolina baseball hangs on the snobbishness of SEC baseball fans, whew, that's a tough place to be in, an edge of a knife kind of situation. Smitty, I got a two-part question here for you, and I want to ask you in two separate parts, okay, because your answer for the first part may affect your answer for the second. What does it say about a person if they order their steak well done?
That's part one. Okay, usually that's not upper class. That's not upper middle class. It's more like you grew up next to Cole Bryson kind of neighborhood.
Okay. The reason I ask you that is there's a story.
Do you also ask for ketchup with the steak?
I'll put steak sauce on a steak from just about anywhere because I'm an American. It's my American right to do so, but never, ever, ever ketchup. Never ketchup. And if you're at a good enough steakhouse, yeah, the steak's probably good enough without it, but they probably also have a special house-made sauce, which is really just drippings and some extra seasonings. I'm totally down with that. So, Smitty, the reason why I ask you that is there's a story up on ESPN.com. They interviewed some of the executive chefs that cook for various major college football programs around the country. And the executive chef for Clemson was interviewed. And he said he finally got Dabo Swinney to order a steak not cooked well done for the first time ever.
Ugh.
In recent history. So Dabo, up until recently, I don't know if it's changed his mind entirely forever, but Dabo has been a well done steak kind of guy.
Well, he's from Alabama.
Okay.
What's that mean?
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
You say they're live next door to Cole Bryson kind of people down in Alabama?
The state full of them. Absolutely. Alabama, you know Alabama's next to West Georgia, right? It's all the same thing. There's your answer. Now look who you guys have me making fun of. These are wonderful
I know,
people.
I set you
wonderful
up.
People.
I set you Dabo, up.
No, and just as you said, it's your American right to eat steak any way you want to. And we all come from different cultures and different backgrounds. But, and look, you can do that. You can do that, but I'm never going lower than medium rare. I'm medium rare. But, you know, I'm wearing Lacoste shoes and a golf pullover here.
Yeah.
So
yep.
From Peter
Millar.
You can tell you
went to Dorman High School pretty well.
no Southern Tide for me.
No doubt.
Which has taken over Dorman High School.
It certainly has. Smitty, let's get into Clemson and South Carolina. We'll start with the Gamecocks since they're in action tomorrow. Clemson on the bye week. Last I heard, the line still favors Clemson about 14.5 points over the bye week. But we'll start with the South Carolina Gamecocks. Hosting Alabama, and man, this gauntlet, this five-game stretch has been absolutely brutal for South Carolina. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel right now when you look towards Columbia?
I hate to say no because we see this across college football that, you know, if you were not in this state, if you are in this state and you have been watching this team, you don't have a lot of confidence because for a variety of reasons, not the least of which the offensive line. But if you're 30,000 foot view, like the way we look at other teams, I picked UCLA a couple of weeks ago. I think a lot of college football fans would say, isn't South Carolina due to play a good football game? Aren't they due to step up, and Alabama's been going through a bit of a gauntlet playing some physical competition. Isn't Alabama due to come up short and South Carolina due to put its A-plus game out there? Yeah, and I think all of that's true. But when I go micro level and look at this team, they also look to be a mess. They don't look like a team that is on the precipice of coming up with a big performance, and they just had some bad luck. They look like a team that's regressing. their best run game of the year was, well, I guess it was against LSU, but their second best was against Virginia Tech, and they looked just lost offensively against Oklahoma last week. So to expect them to go out and play a D-minus offensive football game, and by the way, Lenore Sellers has only thrown for 124 yards in the last 2 weeks, both of them. So it's 248 combined in 2 weeks. It's not right. There's a great line in The Princess Bride, and it's meant as a joke, but if you haven't your health, you haven't anything. If you haven't an offensive line, you haven't anything. So to say, is there light at the end of the tunnel? I think one way to look at it is, can Mike Shula adjust? Can Sean Elliott help him adjust, you know, now that he's the offensive line coach and he's also the run game coordinator? Are there any answers there? And I would think a lot of football analysts would say, yeah, there are things you can do, in 6 days to have a big turnaround and have the emotion of the home crowd. But I'm going to tell you, I don't like the vibe there at all. I don't like the vibe at South Carolina. I think there is some major chasm of communication between what Mike Shula wants to do, what Shane Beamer wants him to do, and what Lenore Sellers is out there doing. And the offensive line is just an absolute sieve. They either go the wrong way or are pushed on their back like helpless turtles. So I don't think so. I don't think they're picking up the big upset this week. But I could be wrong, and I know that the Vegas money, the smart money's actually been going in their direction. And you called this last week, Cole. You said that SMU was getting the smart money against Clemson, and lo and behold, SMU outclassed Clemson last week. So the smart money was right. Maybe they're right again. I don't see it with that offensive line right now.
Well, Smitty, you can quote Princess Bride anytime you want on this show. Always welcome. Anytime you can slide in those Princess Bride quotes. We got it today. We got the Jeremiah Donati vote of confidence for Shane Beamer. He said, quote, "We're behind him 100%. ADs usually make those statements as a way to maybe reassure the coach, say, hey, we're not planning on firing you at the end of the year. That doesn't necessarily mean that they don't. It might be reassuring some recruits a little bit, kind of reading between the lines. Do you believe Jeremiah Donati at face value that they're behind him 100%?
I think they're behind Shane Beamer 100%. There have been some, I don't know, some shots at Beamer because, yes, this is his hire. I don't think he's going anywhere. That was 9 wins a season ago. And if you liked Shane Beamer last year, he's really the same guy this year. What has changed is injuries to the offensive line, and they were ineffective when they were healthy, but I'm just saying there's injuries to the offensive line. And Dow Loggins is no longer there, and Mike Shula is. And Shane Beamer's the same guy. He recruits the same. He acts the same. He acts the same after wins. He acts the same after losses. He's the same guy. So if you liked him last year at 9 wins, I think you'll like him this year. So I don't think there's any chance anything's going to happen with Shane Beamer at the end of this year. I think he's just going to continue to be the head coach at South Carolina and go out there and recruit, try to turn this around. Now, the future of Mike Shula, that's going to be dictated upon these next 5 games. I mean, look, I know I just ripped South Carolina and what they've been doing offensively, but all they have – look, if they intercept 2 passes against Clemson in a month and return them both for touchdowns and pull an upset and win that game 20-17, they're not firing anybody after that. But I just don't think those things are going to happen because I think now teams are going to play a lot more like Oklahoma played last week, which is the willingness to punt, not to put the ball in jeopardy, play field position because they just don't believe South Carolina's offense can make big plays consistently. You can't move the chains on a consistent basis. And until Shula and that offensive group proves them wrong, no. But the question about Shane Beamer, I think we're 100 miles from that. Maybe I'm alone in that. I just don't think that's a discussion. I don't think it's a discussion. It came up a couple weeks ago with Sweeney, too. I don't think that's a discussion. I don't think that's a talk right now. These two guys are locked in. But now coordinators, Garrett Riley, Mike Shula, yeah, get back to me. I think their jobs are absolutely going to be a discussion point as we head toward December.
Smitty, do you think there's a conversation to be had when it comes to Mike Shula and Lenore Sellers? For example, next year, South Carolina, let's say Lenoris goes pro, 2026, let's just say you have Cutter Woods as your starting quarterback out of Westside from right here in the upstate. Do you think there's an argument to be made when it comes to, well, maybe Mike Shula's fine, maybe the pairing, the match just wasn't the match we all thought it would be between a style quarterback and Lenoris where he really can, you know, make it difficult on defenses, but maybe the pro-style Mike Shula is not comfortable calling those type of plays for a quarterback like Lenoris, and maybe he is a better fit for a guy like Cutter Woods. Is there an argument there to be made for that?
Oh, look, there's definitely an argument to be made that Mike Shula and his background and what he wants to do is not the right fit for Lenoris Sellers' strengths right now, today. But remember, what we're talking about is Lenoris Sellers. You just said Lenoris Sellers is going to the NFL. Well, then he's going to get an NFL coordinator, which is what Mike Shula was. I don't know why it's not working. I think part of what could be going on, but your point is well taken, by the way. Your point is well taken about the fit. I absolutely believe fit is, and chemistry is not talked about enough. I said at the beginning of this year, I wasn't positive that Garrett Riley and Devin Sweeney are a perfect fit together based on their backgrounds. So I absolutely take your point. I think what may have happened to Mike Shula more so than the fit between he and Lenoris Sellers is he is just absolutely stunned that the offensive line is this bad. Because we have heard from Coach Beamer now 2 or 3 weeks in a row in his press conference during the week. I don't know what happened. We had a good week of practice. So now put yourself in Mike Shula's position. You're looking at this club and what you want to do offensively, and you say, okay, well, here are the plays that we want to run. Here's what's in the game plan this week against LSU or Oklahoma or whomever. And during practice, it looks like that offensive line is coming together, and you think you can run those plays. And then you get out there, and they're jumping off. And there are false starts everywhere. They're missing blocks. They're missing assignments. There's miscommunication. You can't do anything now. You can't run the plays you worked on Monday through Thursday on Saturday because that offensive line looks like a completely different group.
Yeah.
They look just like they have stage fright. So, again, I'm not giving anybody a pass. I do not mean to do that because that's the job. It's Mike Shula's job to have those guys ready. He and Lonnie Teasley and now Sean Elliott. That's their gig. That's what they get paid for. But I'm pointing out, I think there is a situation because Shane Beamer is driving the point home. That's not what these guys looked like in practice. We had a great week of practice. So I think there's a bit of a surprise factor for Mike Shula if the offensive line is this bad because you can call plays with a poor offensive line. You know, you can start doing a lot of rollouts and sprint outs and more misdirections and do things. But I think he went into this season thinking he wasn't going to have to do those things, that their offensive line would be okay. Maybe not great, but okay. But it turns out they're a lot less than okay, and now he has to adjust. That's why I've said I'm not killing Mike Shula for what he's done. It hasn't been good. But let's see. He has 5 games left to make the adjustment. We all know, the whole world, everybody on from ESPN to Fox Sports, everybody knows South Carolina's offensive line is bad. All right, Mike Shula, now what do you have? What's plan B with this team? And now he can prove himself to us.
Smitty, I thought that Clemson's first bye week might have been the most needed bye week in college football. And God, it feels like we're here again. As Clemson has their second bye week, they really, really needed this one. I mean, Tom Allen is maybe throwing subtle messages out through the media saying that the guys on my defensive side of the football, they don't care enough, they don't want it enough. It's kind of hard to figure out if that's going to work and if it's going to motivate some guys that feel like they're NFL bound here in a couple of weeks anyway. What do you take away from Tom Allen speaking publicly, not all that complimentarily, I don't know if that's the right word, about his team this week?
You know, that has not been a good unit. So, you know, again, that's another surprise because everybody was just dragging Wes Goodwin at the end of last year. And they said, oh, well, you know, Clemson's offense was able to save. You had the Adam Randall kick return in the ACC championship and the big kick from Nolan Hooser, like a 56-yarder. oh, the offense kind of saved Clemson in the ACC championship. And Wes Goodwin obviously got fired at the end of the year. That couldn't stop Texas either, but a lot of teams didn't last year. Well, now I'm watching Tom Allen. Now, granted, these aren't his players. He inherited these players. But who do you want? What do you want? You're telling me, you want to tell me that Peter Woods can't play? You want to tell me that Sammy Brown can't play? I just don't buy it. These guys are talented, but something, again, is not working in communication between what Tom Allen wants. And there's been all sorts of breakdowns. And you're right, Diesel, about your point about I heard him on Wednesday in his press conference availability. I heard Tom Allen say kind of that they couldn't play man-to-man. They just couldn't. And you know, and I look at this group and say, well, okay, I'm surprised, but okay, I guess if you're telling me that. But there were breakdowns. I was, you know, Cole Bryson, you were there at the game. SMU, 30-yard run, 35-yard run, puts SMU up by two scores in the third quarter. And, you know, they didn't cruise from there, but that was really hard for Clemson to overcome. I just think Tom Allen's group hasn't been good, and I know he can say whatever he wants about the players, and everybody can say what you want about the players. They're the ones that have to go out there and do it, but he's paid to fix this. Now, he's not going anywhere. He just got there to Clemson. But I think a lot of us in the press room looked at each other and said, these Clemson players, they aren't good. They look – and it's not – by the way, I'm going to quote Elvis Johnson again. He said this to us in an interview a couple of weeks ago. He said, it's not Clemson saying these guys are NFL draft picks. The NFL scouts are saying they're NFL draft picks. So why couldn't they get it right under Wes Goodwin, and why can't they get it right under Tom Allen?
Well, and Clemson. To add to that point, Tom Allen was only at Penn State for 1 year, and he had Penn State playing elite defense. Why is it not? Why is it the messaging? Is it the players? Who knows why it's not resonating at Clemson this year?
It's not, and we'll see. He's got an opportunity because he'll get his own guys in there. He's not going anywhere either. You know, Tom Allen is locked in, big contract and all of that. But I'll go back to a discussion we had about a month ago, which is the further we get from it, the more important Brent Venables looked to Clemson's best run.
Yeah.
The now we've seen Brent Venables and what he's doing at Oklahoma. Say what you want about their offense and the inconsistency of John McTeer. I know he's got a thumb injury right now, but can Brent Venables coach defense? No doubt. There's absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt. He built one of the great college defenses at Clemson and kept it going over multiple years, and he's doing it again at Oklahoma. I think the further we get from that era, the more important we see that he was to the success Clemson had from, like, whatever those years were, 2012 to 2021-22.
Smitty, you brought up Brent Venables right there. I wanted to get your thoughts on something that Diesel and I discussed earlier in the week. Lane Kiffin, this week during a press conference, talked about Brent Venables and how good he was at stealing signs in game. I haven't told you this, but it's funny because we played that audio on the show, and you go back in time probably 5-6 years ago. I was emceeing an event with some football players and a couple of Clemson players that were there, and after the fact, one of them told me, you know, it was just kind of off the record, and I'm not going to say their name, never will, but one of them told me that night that, hey, as good as Venables is, he spends as much time during the week trying to focus on signs of the opponent and how they're getting their play calls in as he does anything else. And then you fast forward 5 or 6 years, and I hear Lane Kiffin say that during a press conference and think, boy, huh, maybe that there is some truth to that. What's your reaction to how a head coach who's a defensive-minded guy goes about getting those signs?
Oh, I don't. As long as I guess I want to be careful because I don't want to say anything that I don't believe in. My background is baseball, and for me, the rule was always just no technology, right? If you're on second base and you can discern what the catcher's code is to the pitcher when he puts down, you know, flashes the signals 1-2-2-2-1-3, and you know, and you guess which one is coming, that's okay. If you watch the third base coach and you find their key and you steal that signal when they're going to put the bunt on, that's okay. When you film them, as Michigan was doing. To me, I don't like that. I feel like that when you start bringing technology between the lines, I'm not really in favor of it as far as sign stealing. So I don't know where Brent Venables falls on that, but I'll say this. It's the SEC, brother. I almost anything goes. I'm sure whatever Brent Venables is doing is probably not anything that LSU, Auburn, and Alabama haven't tried.
Smitty, I have to break the news to you that Cole has passed you in the Upset Picks Challenge standings.
You sit
at 12 points, 71st place. Cole is at 64th place with 15 points. I don't want to talk about where I am. My wife is inside the top five and doesn't even watch football. Let's make that make some sense. But, Smitty, who is your upset pick for this week?
Oh, my God. Guys, I have not given it any thought. So I'm going – let me –
That might help.
Well, you're right. Last week I had Tennessee. I'm embarrassed.
You want to get back to us, Smitty? You want to get back to us on it?
I'm going to tell you quickly, but I will say this. Cole tried last week to make me take SMU, and I loved SMU in that spot, and he tried to make me take SMU, and I was like, oh, a lot of people will, and it's the backup quarterback. It's too obvious. So for the show's sake, I wanted to be more entertaining and be different, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. So I'm going to. I tell you what, I'm not taking North Carolina.
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Oh, okay. I'll give you one. I'm going to take, because I want it to be legit. You know, you got to get like 5, 6, 7 points out of this. I'm going to take.
I think he's leaning. Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
NC State over Pitt. I think Pitt has been playing great. This is one of those, like I was just talking about, like, come on. Pitt's due to lay an egg, right? They're Pitt. They can't be this good. And NC State has not done nearly as well this year as they were expected to do, and they are completely forgotten. We have just completely wiped them off. I'll bet you guys haven't talked about NC State in a month. Nobody talks about it. Nobody.
Not once, even in Raleigh.
So I think that's just a little bit of a sleeper. It's only 7 points. Pitt's not too tough a place to play. You know, they're not playing the Steelers with Bradshaw at quarterback. So I know Pitt's had a big year, but I think this is when you have the intersection of a team that's underachieving versus a team that's overachieving. So I'll take NC State plus whatever they're getting, 6.5, 7, whatever it is.
Smitty, you're the best, man. We appreciate you as always.
Big games your way, too. Go Dorman. I know they got Gaffney tonight. Go
yeah,
Cavs.
Really a big one. Where are you at tonight, by the way?
Sac-State-Conway, which is also – it's big only because the two schools hate each other, but I think they've got 3 wins between them.
Ooh, looking for that number 4, Quattro.
Not a ratings grabber, yeah. But it's important. Important to play out the string here.
And one more. Are you going to be in Columbia tomorrow? Will I see you there?
No. Wife's birthday. Yes. And by the way, I should mention, because, you know, with the sarcasm, maybe I feel bad. You know, when I say that I'm wearing a Peter Millar pullover, you know I got it at Marshall's, right? Everybody knows that. I work in radio. Yeah. You know it's a joke, right? Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So I'm stuck with corn blue tomorrow?
Oh, good luck.
And that's Matt Smith, Smitty of Sports Talk Media Network.
Thanks, Smitty.
Right here on the Fan Upstate. He's the best, man. Good stuff. He joins us every Friday at 4 o'clock to talk Clemson and South Carolina.
We absolutely love it, Cole. When we come back, as the rumors are a-flying about Lane Kiffin and whether he'll stay at Ole Miss or maybe take that trip down whatever interstate that is, jump across the Gulf of Mexico over to Gainesville, Florida. What schools do some of the biggest coaches in college football actually fit at, personality-wise, given what we know about these guys? Where should they be? We'll talk about that next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tolo's going to talk Greer Area High School football with Trey Stewart of Greer News Sports in the very next segment. So coming up here in just about 10, 12 minutes, Cole. But let's take a couple of minutes. And as we're seeing a lot of movement around college football with coaches, you know, there's a lot of openings right now. People are thinking Lane Kiffin could be headed to Florida. Number one for the co-eds. Number two for the just gargantuan paycheck so that he's going to get.
You aren't right. That's not right. That's funny.
You messaged me earlier with this breaking news. It's not news because it's from a small account, right? It's not real until guys like Pete Thamel or Brett McMurphy tweet it. But you sent me this thing earlier that Lane Kiffin had been offered, what was it, $83 million to take the job at Florida, $81 million to take the job at Florida for six seasons that would be worth $13.5 million per season, making him the highest paid football coach in college football history. That's probably more than Nick Saban. That's got to be more than Saban was making.
That's insane is what that is.
And for a guy that's never won anything, right? He's had great seasons for Ole Miss, but he hasn't had great season in the pantheon of sports, Cole. But I can't think of anybody that would fit the University of Florida quite the way that Lane Kiffin would. Number one, he is just like Steve Spurrier in his trash-talking abilities. We also know that Lane loves to take shirtless photos with co-eds, and down in Gainesville, you're not at the beach, but you're not super far from the beach. So I wouldn't be shocked if Lane hopped in a convertible with a couple of 21-year-olds and was hanging out at the beach all day. I think he is the perfect fit for Florida.
I'm telling you, I could be dead wrong. I've been dead wrong a lot, but I'm just telling you, my gut tells me there's no doubt. He's going to Florida. Yeah. There's just, again, could something happen? Could something throw a wrench in it? Sure, but I'm telling you, he's going to Florida.
So we're doing a little thought experiment. Given the coaches and what we know about them, where would they fit the best, Cole? And let's start just down the road here with Dabo Swinney at Clemson. What do we know about Dabo? He is a traditional kind of guy. He is an evangelical kind of guy. I know one place that I think would be the perfect fit for him, and if anything wild ever happened and he stepped away from Clemson or was fired by Clemson. Not going to happen, by the way. I know exactly where I think Dabo Swinney would end up, but where would you say Dabo fits the best?
Just in terms of, like, personality.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of personality, I could see him at one of these smaller schools that are, like, in the ACC that are really big on their academics, like a Georgia Tech or a, you know, one of these schools where it's a little bit more difficult to get. I mean, I guess the easy answer would be like Brigham Young or something. I don't know. I think Dabo, to answer your question, I think this is such a hard conversation to be had because Dabo's personality is different than a lot of people's, and I don't know that it would be a good fit in a lot of places. I don't know that it would do well up north. I think it would have to be somewhere in the South.
Well, I think the clear and most obvious answer, Cole, is Liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty. Dabo yeah. Swinney, evangelical at Liberty. You know, yeah. Also, it's not hard to win at Liberty. We've seen them go on just insane runs with incredibly easy schedules, and a lot of Gamecock fans are saying, well, how's that different than what he faces at Clemson? So
yeah.
I think Dabo Swinney, his personality fits perfectly at Liberty. Let's go. This one's a little bit harder, Cole. Where would you place Dan Lanning from Oregon? He is an intense kind of guy. He is a twitchy kind of guy. Makes you think maybe he's popped a couple of Zens on the sideline before he goes and talks to the media. Where would that level of bulldogishness fit?
I'd say Texas.
Oh,
I think when you're
like
Texas,
that.
You got to be a little bit, you got to be bullish, right? Texans are known for being bullish. I'd go Texas with Dan Lanning.
I like that one a lot. That's a really good pick. Steve Sarkisian's personality to me just doesn't fit.
It's weird.
At Texas. You know, it's just not that perfect marriage. All right, Cole, let's go to Brian Kelly, who a lot of people are thinking he's got a chance of getting fired by the time this season is over. Brian Kelly is a prickly dude. He is a shapeshifter. He will change his voice. He will change his accent and his syntax. Brian Kelly, as a shapeshifter kind of coach, where would he fit the best?
I think Southern Cal or UCLA, somewhere on the West Coast where they can kind of be forgotten about, where the pressure's there, but it's not like as adamant as it is in the SEC.
Yeah, you know, out there, everybody's an actor, or everybody is a server trying to become an actor.
That's right, yeah.
And Brian Kelly could put on whatever accent he wants out at USC or UCLA. Cole, let's go to, this is a fun one, Eli Drinkwitz. Where would Eli Drinkwitz fit? He is a snarky, smartass. I like him a lot when he's my team's coach. I hate him when he's somebody else's coach. Where does that fit?
I think he would fit at South Carolina because Eli Drinkwitz kind of has that chip, that edginess that you're talking about that you have to have at South Carolina because they're not the blue blood, but they're not the bottom feeder of the SEC either. And you've got to kind of have that chip on your shoulder a little bit. I think he'd be a good fit at South Carolina.
I like that one. I do like that pick. I would place Eli Drinkwitz at LSU because LSU is right there on par. We know that LSU is right there on par with the Alabamas of the world, with the elites, with the Georgias.
Yeah.
But for some reason, if you're talking about them in that conversation, they're usually like the third one that you talk about, right?
True.
It's Alabama, Georgia, and then it's LSU, a 1A, 1B, 1C scenario. LSU is always the C. I think Eli Drinkwitz and that personality fits so well at LSU. Finally, Cole, let's finish with Brent Venables, who is currently at Oklahoma. He looks like an intense, bulldogish kind of guy as well.
This one's tough, personality-wise. Where would Brent Venables' personality fit? He is intense, but I think he's also kind of cerebral in a way, Diesel. That's a good one.
I'll tell you where I would place him,
okay,
and this might help you inform your decision.
Okay.
I would place, again, this is, we're not necessarily only picking programs and jobs that they would take, but where they fit the best. I think Brent Venables would be just an absolute monster at Army or Navy. You know, that cerebral,
I could see that.
Insane amounts of discipline from his defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know as well as Brent Venables loves to do his recon on what other teams are doing and steal signs. I think Brent could use some of that
some of that
magic and reconning the other team's signals.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Diesel, on the other side, we will be joined by Trey Stewart of Greer News Sports. It's time to talk a little high school football. We talked high school football at 3:20, and I made my picks, but it's time to talk Greer, Blue Ridge, Eastside, Burns, and Riverside with Trey Stewart of Greer News Sports. That's next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time to talk a little high school football in this short segment with Trey Stewart of Greer Sports News. And we are going to talk about Blue Ridge, Burns, Greer, Eastside, Riverside here quickly. Trey, what's the slate look like? Those five teams you cover, what's the slate look like tonight? And which matchups of the teams you cover are you most intrigued by tonight?
Pretty good slate tonight. It's good to talk to you guys as always. It's pretty good slate tonight. Obviously, Burns, Spartanburg is the marquee one. Going to be a huge game in Nixon Field. You got Eastside playing Wade Hampton at home. Daniel is coming to Blue Ridge. And then I think the last one is Boiling Springs is actually coming to Riverside. And I think that's going to be a closer game than people think it's going to be.
Trey, of these games that you were just talking about, the teams collectively, who has kind of impressed you most from the standpoint of this is the team that will consistently come out week after week after week, put up big-time numbers on offense, shut other teams down on defense compared to the teams that typically have to kind of gut out tough wins?
I'll say the team that's, and you wouldn't know it by their record, but I think the team that has arguably impressed me the most this year, just based on expectation compared to what they've been able to do, is probably Eastside. I mean, they've lost, I think it's four in a row now, but they've pretty much all been close games against really, really good opponents. I know they lost to Gaffney by five. Spartanburg, I think, by a possession. Burns by, like, I think it was 12, but it was close until the fourth quarter. They're coming out each week, and they're putting their best foot forward against much bigger schools and much more football-heavy schools. And I think that's been impressive to see, even if the results haven't quite been there for Coach Wilcock and crew. Because you see it every week. They're getting better each week, and then they're going out and they're playing really solid football. It's just they're coming up against one of the toughest regions in the state. I've been impressed with Blue Ridge offensively. They're averaging, I believe, it's about 49 points a game. They're also giving up about 35 points a game on defense, so it's very much every week's a shootout pretty much. But they've looked good, and then I've been impressed at points with Burns this year. I still don't think they've put a complete performance together this season, but tonight would be a great time to finally get one of those against a region rival like Spartanburg.
Trey, Greer's off tonight. The Yellow Jackets, a team that you cover, they've won, four out of their last five. They lost to a really good Seneca team a week ago, and then they have Daniel next Friday night on Halloween. Will Young, you know, this group is battle-tested, having played Bowling Springs, Belton Honeypath, Hillcrest, and Burns. How far of a playoff run do you think this Greer Yellow Jacket team could make?
Yeah, I really think it's under their control. It's in their hands, and I think with the tough schedule they've played outside of region play, it benefits them in two ways, because obviously, like you said, they're battle-tested. They've played some of the best teams in the state. You got BHP, Burns, you know, Hillcrest, all these good opponents. But it also helps their RPI. So if they beat Daniel on Friday night, next Friday, more than likely it'll force a three-way tie between Seneca, Daniel, and Greer, each with one loss. And I promise you, I would sit here and guarantee it right now that Greer, judging by the non-region opponents they played, pretty much all 5A, D1, would have the highest RPI and would get the number one seed out of that region. So really, it's all still in front of Greer. If they can put together their best performance of the season at home against a really good Daniel team this next Friday, you know, they could grab that number one seed, and then who knows what they do at that point.
Trey Stewart of Greer News Sports joining us here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Trey, I'm going to put you in a tough spot here. What is, of the teams that you cover and the stadiums that you go to on the regular, your number one tippy top of that mountain, best place to catch a game on a Friday night?
Just counting the teams that I cover, like the Greer area teams or away teams included?
You can spread out a little bit.
Let's see. I love, obviously, the new Nixon Field is beautiful at Burns. It's everything it's cracked up to be, everything people wanted it to be. It's an incredible atmosphere, and I can't wait to be there tonight. But I got to say, the reservation at Gaffney is probably my favorite place to go cover a game, not including our Greer area teams. I mean, it's packed every Friday night. It's an incredible atmosphere, beautiful field, beautiful turf. It's everything you want in a high school football stadium. And I've covered a couple games there, I think three now, and each time it's been fantastic. I love making the trip out there.
How do you see that Bowling Springs Riverside going tonight, Trey?
I think it's going to be a high scoring one. And again, it's with Riverside, is if they can get going early on offense, typically that plays well in their favor, because the defense sometimes struggles to hold up late in games. But if they can get off to a good start and they can put some points up early, I think they can hang with the Bowling Springs team. That they can also score points. Sometimes it will, so it's going to be a tough one, but I think they have a shot, and that would obviously be a huge win for Matt Rochester if he can pull that one off.
Trey Stewart, you're the best, man. We appreciate you taking a couple minutes with us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
There you go. Trey Stewart of Greer News Sports. Make sure you're finding him on his socials and finding his stuff online, and give him a follow. We'd appreciate you taking care of our guests in that way.
I'll tell you this, Diesel, real quick. There are few riders out there that are as good as Trey. He's phenomenal. If you read his work, man, what he does on Twitter at Greer News Sports, it's incredible. He does a really, really good job. So shout out Trey, and some good games tonight.
When we come back, it is time, Cole, something we do every Friday at 5 o'clock, our weekend menu, going day part by day part. If you only had one screen to watch football on, which game are you going to be locked into in each day part? The noon slot, the 3:30 slot, the 7:30 slot, and the late night games. We'll get to it next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.